The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
We have stepped outside from the beautiful loft here at the Education Centre, a beautiful Skull, and the sun continues to shine gloriously. So thanks to everyone for getting the sun turned on and turned up. It's wonderful. Good morning, everybody outside. I didn't know you were all here. You're very quiet from inside. That's great. But we got some people who want to say hello, including Helen Collins, who is the chairperson of Taste the Island, but also with a relative that people in West Cork may have heard of. Good morning to you, Helen. Nice to meet you.
I'm very, very glad to have you here in West Cork, Ryan. Thank you for bringing the gorgeous sunshine. And I brought you a basket of incredible West Cork food. And that's what we celebrate in a Taste of West Cork.
It's so funny. Like, I see the lovely strawberries there, but the Garnish Island gin, I mean.
Especially
that's so
for
funny.
You.
I was only
especially
looking for that.
For you.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
Obviously, we've got wonderful cheeses. And
Gobine cheese.
Skeno
Durris
dog,
cheese. Union from, Hall pate.
This is from Fields of Skibbereen, of course, which is the wonderful food
emporium. I still have their bag from the last time I was there. That lasts forever.
When we do the Taste of West Cork, 265 events, 60 towns and villages of West Cork, 8 islands, a spectacular event in September. But the wonderful thing is that we represent all of West Cork, really, in incredible
food. So very
food.
Inclusive.
Oh, very
in that
inclusive.
Regard. I like to hear that. We also, so if I put on, say, £2 by the time the Late Late Show comes back in September,
easily.
I blame you and West Cork.
Easily, you'll put on £2.
Thanks,
you'll be running around that fastener rock, really seriously.
If I come back with West Cork flab, I'm going to blame you.
Well, we celebrate all the magic ingredients of West Cork. It's not just the food. It's actually the journey to the food.
Of course.
You experienced it last night in your journey around the Fastnet Rock, which is a totally emotional experience.
I will never forget it.
It's also known as Carrigainer, you know, Lone Rock.
Yeah.
And it's actually our emblem for a Taste of West Cork.
I can see why. It's
a fantastic icon.
Keeping an eye on the history, your grandfather, Johnny Collins, was the older brother of...
Of Michael Collins.
Michael Collins.
We had an extraordinary event actually about 2 weekends ago, which was the launch of the Cork Rebel Trail, a trail done by Tim Crowley.
Oh, fascinating.
And we, two of us launched the trail, I being the Collins representative.
Of course.
And the other person was Anne Hales, who is the granddaughter of Tom Hales.
Really?
And Tom Hales was, as you probably know, the senior officer, anti-treaty forces at Béal na Bláth.
Well, what an interesting gathering of the forces.
Yeah, and it was
and peace in our time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was really. And like there was 3 points, I think, to be made about that.
Yes.
And it was, first of all, that everybody who was involved in the Civil War did so genuinely believing they were correct. So I think us as later generations have to respect that genuineness. Mm-hmm. And I think the second point is that my grandfather knew very fast exactly who was at Béal na Bláth. And many of the people at Béal na Bláth came to him and asked his forgiveness. And he gave that forgiveness. So there's no sword in our heart.
He knew who shot Michael Collins. Is that what you mean?
Ireland is a small place. You know very fast.
Don't you?
Who is what.
Yeah.
And we never had a sword in our heart. He had no sword in his heart. My father had no sword in his heart. So it was a great thing for me to be able to be there with Anne Hales. And I think the other thing that we forget as this generation is that they all woke up, metaphorically speaking, the next morning after the end of the Civil War and built a country together. And, you know...
As you're talking, I'm thinking about how we emerged, you know, after the horror of particularly the Civil War to build, as you say, a country that was a working, a going concern.
Absolutely.
Built by men and women who cared.
Exactly.
On both sides of the house.
Exactly, And they got on and did it.
Yeah.
Do you know? So, I mean, I think they're extraordinary. I think they were an extraordinary generation. And I'm thrilled.
Maybe we should throw Boris Johnson a history book.
Oh, my Lord. I think you should send Boris Johnson over to us here and I think we could sort him.
Yeah,
I think we could.
I tell you what, that's exactly what it is. I tell you what, though, that hamper wouldn't last long if you came over here.
No. I might be careful as to what I might give him.
Let's move on. Peace in our time. Anyway, it's lovely to see you. But just one last thing, because I've passed by Béal na Bláth a few times, and I always stop.
Yeah.
Because it's extraordinary how somewhere geographical can be emotionally engaging. Evocative is a better word.
It's
actually very beautiful. And
Have you been to Woodfield, where Michael Collins was?
No, I haven't.
My father was the last Collins born in Woodfield. And that's actually, if you want evocative and really sitting there and feeling the history, that's the place to go, honestly, in my opinion. Because it's positive and wonderful.
Yeah.
And a growing up place.
It's really nice to meet you, Helen.
And we need to be talking about A Taste of West Cork.
No, we're doing
actually.
That. But I'm laughing because my grandfather was Todd Andrews.
Yes.
Who would have been on the other side of the house
in terms of the Civil War and all that kind of thing.
But like your father, your grandfather, yeah. and your granduncle, they just cared about the country.
Exactly.
You know.
And it was a heartbreaking event.
Yeah.
And I think we need to see the genuineness of all the people on all sides.
And we're friends.
We are totally friends.
Give us a hug. I absolutely.
Thank
all
you
right.
for coming.
Lovely to see you.
It was great
Thanks
to be
a million.
Here.
Okay.
Thank you.